This 702 small business feature brought to you by Vodaland Business Term Advance, your partner for business funding.
Vodaland Business and 702 are giving you the opportunity to take your small or medium-sized business further with a shot at winning a 10,000 Rand cash injection. If you've created a fun, bespoke radio advert for your small business, WhatsApped a voice note of that ad to 060-795-4220. That's 060-795-4220. Then we could be calling you back right now to feature your business and award you with 10,000 Rand thanks to Vodaland, your partner for business funding on 702. T's and C's apply now. Every business grows further with a strong partnership, and yours can start with support of Vodaland Business Term Advance. Get up to 5 million Rand in business funding to move into a bigger office, maybe buy new equipment, or simply for cash flow. Apply now and take your business further. Search Vodaland online or visit vodacombusiness.co.za. T's and C's apply. Also available on VodaPay, Vodacom Financial Services. Further together. We're joined on the line, as mentioned, by the owner, the founder of the Soweto Creamery, is also a photographer. Thando Makhubu joins us this morning. Thando, good morning.
Morning. How are you? How is everyone?
We are very well, thank you very much, Thando. And how are you?
I'm recovering from the flu. Otherwise, I'm getting better.
Okay, good to know you're doing a lot better. Before we get into the conversation about your business, you sent us your fun bespoke radio ad for your business. And let's take a listen to that.
My name is Thando Makhubu, and I am the founder of Soweto Creamery. Professionally, I'm a fashion designer. I'm a self-taught photographer, and I am an entrepreneur at heart. I was able to start Soweto Creamery with only 350 Rand during the height of the pandemic COVID-19 in 2020. Soweto Creamery now employs 4 people and has made over 500,000 Rand in revenue ever since its existence.
So that was your advert that caught our attention. And I'm quite interested, how did you go from photography, fashion, into the business of ice cream?
So it's really crazy. In terms of the fashion, after matric, I didn't really know what I wanted to do because I didn't have a mentor. So after matric, my granny and my mom were like, what do you want to be? I'm like, I don't know. And then my mom said, hey, ask. And then I went there. I found that fashion had space. Then I told her there's a fashion, and then she told me that, no, try that out. And then I had to make it work. And then I made it work. I created a brand. I worked for corporate, like it wasn't really for me. I had fell in love with photography. And then I went to YouTube to teach myself more. And I was able to invest in my photographic brand through half of my salary. And then that's what really grew, and I really loved. And then lockdown came in. When lockdown came in, there were no clients, there were no events, because we were mainly in events, and then there was no work. And then people who know me know that I love food, you know, and I'm always on apps looking at food, a lot of those things. So this day, I was in an app called Pink Earth, and I saw this ice cream, which was interestingly made. And in my mind, I'm like, let me just try it out. I haven't seen anything like this, you know? Mm. And then I tried it out. And then lucky for us, it grew rapidly.
Yeah. And I mean, so you start this business, it's the height of lockdown. You're kind of what you would have normally done is not possible. And you start this business. What went into starting an ice cream business? Did you have any experience before in this particular industry?
So I don't have any experience. It was a matter of me trying it out, you know. And I was lucky that I had a photography background to help me take these wonderful images of the products so I could share with my friends and family. And I was lucky to have influential people who had a lot of followers on social media. So when they uploaded, other people were also interested in eating, and that's how it grew.
In terms of, I mean, you were saying in your ad that the business has now, since it's been around in the last 2 years, has now made just over R500,000 in terms of sales, which is fantastic. But where do you want to take the business? What is next for you? What are your goals with the creamery?
So at this point, we're still operating from my mom's house, Soweto, Ejimbulani, and we are somewhat restricted by the space. One, obviously, our RDP house is really tiny, and two, hair rules. You see, when you want to increase the assortment and improve the place for our customers, she isn't really eager. So our plan is to find a commercial space within Soweto and create a flagship Soweto creamery, which is like a restaurant, one, and then two, have a small format Soweto creamery around malls within Johannesburg and see how it grows. And then if it grows well, head to Cape Town, head to KZN as well.
Mm. And how can people get in touch with you? Where do they find you on social, different websites? How do we find the creamery?
Okay, cool. So on Instagram, it's at Soweto Creamery. So creamery, it's cream, E-R-Y. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, that's Soweto Creamery. On Facebook, there's Soweto Creamery. On WhatsApp, it's 078-832-1102. One more time, 078-832-1102. And then we operate from Wednesday to Sunday. Wednesday to Friday, it's 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then we also swipe as well, because a lot of people assume that we only accept cash, and we had a lot of customers requesting us to swipe, so we also offer swiping facility.
Yeah, so before we run out of time, I do need to give you the good news, Thando, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks to Vodaland, your partner for business funding on 702, you and the Soweto Creamery have won 10,000 rand.
Really, no, thank you so much.
Congratulations. I hope this helps you with kind of moving out of your mom's house, building the things that you were talking about earlier. And so congratulations from us and Vodaland.
Thank you so much to you and Vodaland. It's really, really exciting. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. That's photographer and founder of the Soweto Creamery, Thando Makubu. And if you'd like to win 10,000 rand, then create your fun bespoke radio advert for your small business. Send us the WhatsApp voice note on 060-795-4220. And next Saturday, we could be calling you back. Thanks to Vodaland, your partner for business funding on 702. T's and C's apply.